Hey, this is Chip Brim, and you're listening to the Voice of One Witness Radio broadcast. Get ready to receive a word that will impact your life.
And so guess how I opened that door when the IRS and them showed up? I go, what are you doing? No, I didn't do that. And they said, you Charles Kent Brown, yeah? Security in 443, blah, 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 yeah? And the one on the right, their left, there was three of them, cars in the back and two or three cars in the driveway. He gets one of these deals. What? He said, hey. And he stops that guy. And it just broke that they found whoever or whatever on who was doing it on the Social Security. Later, I've had guys tell me that back in those days, things like this happened and they never caught them until they were in jail for months or years. And the guy goes, they found it, they tracked it, they caught it. The case has been broken. They felt so bad that they paid off our vehicles. Yeah. They compensated us. Bills were paid. Glory, 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 glory. Glory, 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 glory. Glory, 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 glory to God. It's a higher power. It's the highest type of faith. And I was talking about that Tony's mother. Tony was in prison. He was the most wanted man by the FBI in five different states, and she came up rejoicing for Tony. You know, Tony got out. Tony got saved. Now he's serving God in a church with a great family. Because I watched that mama come up to the front. Nobody else did. And she's rejoicing for her baby boy who's in a motel room filled with ammunition and getting ready to do a mass murder on an elementary school the next morning. Little kids' lives. Think about that. Little kids' lives depended on a mama who didn't sit there. And we're wondering why the world is going the way it's going. And the church is the one who can stop all that. Mamas are the ones who can stop all that. Daddies, come on, daddies. Come on, daddies, get up and rejoice. So I started going through the Bible. Paul and Silas in prison. Was that the goal line? Midnight? Can't get any more goal line than that. Midnight, black, dark, chain, boom. You're done. Your ministry's done. What do? They started praising and worshiping and rejoicing God in prison. Where they're told that they were going to get killed. And so they begin to do that, and guess what? I don't know. This could have happened. They could have got up with their chains and went. Some of you don't even want to laugh. Zero joy. You don't know what you're missing out on. Because I know that's funny right there. I don't care who you are. Any other pastors? I don't know. Oh, it's good to be free. I said it's good to be free. I said it's good to be free. Woo! Glory to God. I'm not bound. I'm not bound. Oh, Chip, somebody's got to be in control. Oh, hush. Glory to God. What happened on the day of Pentecost? Lord, we're free around here. Glory to God. Chains, chains, chains break in Jesus' name.
Woo! Somebody give me a woo! Oh, just keep hanging around free people. If you're not there yet, keep hanging around free people. Philippians 4:4 says, rejoice in the Lord always. What does always mean? How do you get around that? That means at home. That means at work. That means when you get the call or the letter, rejoice. Because that's the highest type of faith. You're acting as it's already happened. You're putting action in with your words. Ooh, faith pleases God and it moves God. Have you moved God lately? Have you pleased God lately? You're on this field somewhere. And guess what? Your prayers don't expire. They didn't come in and just take you off the field. You're somewhere. Get back up. Some of you are on the goal line right now. You hadn't seen change. You haven't seen encounters. You hadn't seen, well, okay, big deal. We keep going. I know, but I got a lot of pressure on me right now, and it looks like the enemy's having it. It looks like the devil's coming to take me. It looks like the enemy's dead. Blah, 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 blah. Affleck! Hello? It's called the goal line. There is a defense that doesn't want you to have the 6 inches, Chip. Oh, I thought they were just going to let me cruise on in. Hello, there's an enemy. Ain't going to stop you. Ain't going to stop you, Steve. Ain't going to happen. I'm in that huddle with you. Glory to God. I just feel like laughing. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Why always, Paul? Give me a break. Well, don't you want encounters? Yeah. Then rejoice. Hadn't seen encounters, huh? Check up on your rejoicing. Bible says all through it, rejoice before the Lord, all you sons and daughters and maidservants and manservants and strangers and fatherless and widows. Rejoice always is what it says. It's all through the Bible. Let everyone who takes refuge in the Lord be glad and rejoice and sing for joy. This is in the Bible. Those who trust in the Lord always rejoice in their salvation. Always. I'm so thankful that I'm saved. Well, Chip, I know I'm saved and I'm thankful. But I heard somebody say, if there's a but, then everything you just said, throw it out the window. Right? So what if you're going through hard times? Is that scriptural? Let's look at Habakkuk 3:17. Yeah, but Chip, our economy, our president and the government, and it looks like the stock market, it just looks, all right, let's look. Even though the fig tree have no blossoms and there are no grapes on the vines. Oh, that's not good for a farmer, is it? Even though the olive crop fails and the fields lie empty and you're looking at empty fields and barren. And you know the flocks, remember them? They're dead. It flies over them. And the cattle barns are empty. You're either going to do what the Lord says or the Bible says or you ain't. I got advice for you. Be faithful. Do what the Bible says to do. Amen? There's going to be heavenly rewards because you got over goal lines. Some people, when they get to goal lines, oh, my God, what an oh, God, oh, no, God, huh. And if you only knew what was there, 1 yard away, you'd move that mountain. You would move that sucker. You would dynamite it out with faith. Rejoice is dynamite. It's dynamite. It's powerful. Did y'all just read that Bible right there? Well, why rejoice? I'm going through a major trial. Well, let's read 1 Peter 4. Let's get in the New Testament now. Dear friends, don't be surprised at the fiery trials you are going through. As if. That's kind of funny right there. As if. Is that a 90s thing or something? I can't remember. Something strange were happening to you, like you're at the goal line. Click. Instead, be very glad for these trials. Hey, let's look at this in the King James. Be very glad for these trials that make you partners with Christ in the suffering so that you will... Okay, there you go. Because you're in partakers of Christ's sufferings that when his glory shall be revealed, you may be glad also with exceeding joy. Why... Besides breakthroughs and victories down here, what else is this about? Now listen to me before you yell anything out. They're all right answers. Mama sent me this audio. Well, it was from her phone or something, and it was Rick to Billy, so it's Rick to Mom. And they have both agreed, they're looking at their schedule of being here next year. And he sent this, so let's everybody be real quiet and listen to what Rick says about something that just touched me.
Okay, Billy, I had something for you. I'm watching your program, listen to all these seven Hebrew words about praise. Let me give you a Greek word. In 1 Corinthians 4:5, Paul says, the one day God will give to each man praise. That word praise is the Greek word epinos. It describes a round of applause or a standing ovation. And it means that at the end of our race, when God has seen what we've done, God will stand to his feet and give us a round of applause. He'll give us a standing ovation for being faithful to him. I just thought that might bless you. So in front of you, in front of me, will be a moment when God will stand to his feet and give us a round of applause, a standing ovation for being faithful. That's what I'm living for. Just wanted to share that with you.
That's what I'm living for. Mama goes, that's what I'm living for. Not man's opinion. Not my opinion. Not my personality. That's what I'm living for. God looks at you and stands and gives you a standing ovation because you rejoiced. You didn't lay down. You didn't quit. You did something your flesh didn't want to do. You remained faithful. And that pleased me. And there's going to be a day, and we're going to see each other. We're going to look at each other's eyes. And that ovation's going to be there or not. Glory to God. He knows what you're living through. He knows the needs and the hard times and the reports. But he didn't leave you alone. He told you what to do.
The Glorious Church hosts the Arise Conference with Billy Brim and Rick Renner, February 7th through the 9th, 2025. These two generals of faith will dive deep into the Hebrew and Greek, unlocking powerful truths for the body of Christ in these end of days. The daily sessions are 10 a.m. and 7 p.m. The conference is free. Visit our website at aglorious.church for more information. Billy Brim now has a YouTube channel. Search under the channel name Official Dr. Billy Brim. Subscribe today and get the latest updates, uploads, and lives to the channel. Feed your faith and walk in the light of the Word.